I want to talk motor racing now with Craig Lowndes. We know him as an absolute legend of the sport of V8 supercars. He's also an expert now with Fox Sports. There's back-to-back races up in Townsville this weekend, and Craig joins us. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How have you found this new truncated season with back-to-back races, weekend races, back-to-back? It's all a bit crammed, but we are at least getting races away, I guess.
We are. I think there's no doubt that we're all adapting to the conditions and what's going on at the moment. I think that, it was amazing to have two weekends in a row up in Darwin. A lot of, people had a chance to sort of relax, I suppose, between the two races. But now they've quickly moved to Townsville. We've got Townsville this weekend and next weekend. So, again, it's amazing the way that, we've all been able to adapt and the way that the Supercars fraternity basically is able to keep going racing. As you said, it's amazing to be able to see cars running around the tracks, and Townsville being a bit of a hybrid track, it's a bit part permanent, part street track, to have that construction up for almost now will be 3 to 4 weeks is quite incredible.
So, Craig, we've seen some sports come back in a different sort of look up for obvious reasons, and they'd be quite normal. Then other sports have come back and they've felt different. Things have been different. Some athletes have performed really well, others not so well. What have you noticed? What have you observed with the V8s? Is it been pretty much normal, or have you seen a few things different that might end up happening when we get back to normality down the track?
Well, I think that you were just mentioning about crowds coming back to racing. I think that, that's one of the biggest noticeable differences for what we are normally used to what it is now. The atmosphere is very different. When we're racing at Sydney Motorsport Park, we only had limited crowd on the outside. The back of the pits were very bare. It was only race crew allowed and TV crew and marshals around that section of the track. And, for me, it's I grew up with, three or four other different categories at races, and you're watching cars all day running around tracks where now it's predominantly just supercars. So there is a big difference, and I think that, as you said about the normality, there's no doubt that the changes that supercars have put on teams, limiting team personnel that travel to different sort of data or how much data they can extract out of the cars. So there's been a lot of changes within the fraternity, and I think that will become an hour norm. They're definitely trying to condense race weekends into weekends. It sort of got blown out there for a little while. It used to be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday races. So now I think that, the norm going forward will be more condensed racing, hopefully harder and faster. At the moment, the format is three races over Saturday, Sunday. I think it works really well.
Craig, when you look at the championship at the moment, Scotty McLaughlin, of course, is dominating out in front. But when you look at someone like a Nick Percat, for example, I've loved his year so far. And the way you talk about the way they condense it over the weekend, has that allowed someone like a Nick Percat and his car really strive now and put himself in a position to maybe try and push towards a top three finish by the end of the year?
Oh, absolutely. I think that what we've seen with the changes that Nick's had a victory. Jack LeBrock's had his first victory. You've got completely different people. Todd Hazelwood, who's another young up-and-comer out of the Brad Jones camp that, been on the podium at Sydney Motorsport Park. Definitely got some different people now. Almost a bit of a changing of the guard of drivers now coming up to the front because of the changes with the limited of the data. Engineers have got to rely on drivers' input and what they feel for what they want out of the car. So that really has condense the grid up quite a lot. But as you mentioned, Scotty McLaughlin is basically the class act at the moment. He's qualifying to then ratio to race wins is quite incredible. He's just been consistent this year where a lot of, he's had a lot of people that have, beaten him to the finish line, but, he's been the most consistent out of everyone at the moment.
In terms of, I was going to ask a personal question, Craig. In terms of your own driving, we know you're doing the Enduro Series still. Have you been able to jump in the car at all this year to have a bit of a go before we reach those events later in the year?
Well, yeah, no. The short answer is no, I haven't been in the car. I think all the co-drivers like Garth Tander, I know he's pairing up with Shane. He's in lockdown with you guys in Victoria. And, it's amazing to think that we're going to go to Bathurst, hopefully in about a month's time, when none of the co-drivers at that side of it have actually been in a race car. It's probably thankful that I know the track reasonably well. Bathurst is the only endurance track this year, so it's going to be quite interesting when we get there. That you know how much or how quickly we can get up to speed. There is talk in the background at the moment of having a couple of co-driver sessions at some of the up and coming events. So really, any time I can get into a race car, it's definitely going to be valuable. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting point. Craig, just on Scotty McLaughlin, obviously he's dominated the last couple of years and he's up there again this year. Is the gap closing, do you think, or is Scott still absolutely the dominant force of the sport?
Oh, it's definitely closing. I think that, you know, I know within the Red Bull team what they're doing to try and obviously bridge that gap. They're working really hard behind the scenes to manufacture and get the cars faster. But I think not only them, but, you know, Tigford doing a great job. I think Team 18 with Mark Winterbottom and Scott Pye did a fantastic job up in Darwin. They had great pace all weekend. So there's definitely a closing of the gap. But Scotty is a class act, there's no doubt about it. You know, he's matured over the last couple of years. You know, it's a shame with what's going on right at the moment because his plan this year was to go over to the US and compete in IndyCar, at least 3 to 4 rounds of that series. And, of course, with the lockdown at the moment, he can't get across there. So it's a bit of a shame. He sort of, in his career at the moment, sort of needs to now expand and go overseas if that's what he desires, and I believe it is. So he, right at this stage, needs to sort of secure another championship, which he looks like he's pretty good for this year again. He's as I said, he's dominating and doing everything right so far. But he'll need to look at doing something else, I reckon, overseas, hopefully next year or the year after, if that's what he wants.
Outside, obviously, driving a really good car, what makes him so good? I mean, you were so dominant yourself for such a long time. When you're looking at him driving a car, what do you see and what stands out to make him as dominant as he has been?
Well, I think he's matured over the last couple of years. I know that some people talk about our little battle we had a couple of years ago, which unfortunately he lost the championship at Newcastle when we had contact. But he matured from that point. I think that there's no doubt that the last couple of years he's mentally stronger. I know that he's been working really hard on that side of it. The pressure, we all deal with the pressure side of it. It's just how you actually do adapt that into some positive side of it. So his maturity has definitely done, has been fantastic the last couple of years. Ludo Lacroix, the crazy Frenchman who we used to work with us, he is a smart guy. He basically has been able to grab hold of Scotty and adapt to his driving style. And when you look at the car and the way that Scotty drives it, it's very clinical. It's very nice, precise. He doesn't make many mistakes. So again, he's just really in a good space at the moment. As you said, like over the generations, every decade you'll have a driver and a team that dominates for a little while until someone else gets on top of them. And this is Scotty's moment, and it's great to see.
Craig, you can actually see how competitive he is as a person with the way he handled himself in the E-Series, I think, earlier in the year. He was ultra-competitive in that as well. Speaking of that E-Series, is there any talk around that will become a part of the supercars in the future, maybe even as a lead into the championships taking place?
Well, that's a good question because you ask the drivers, they will say, no way. But it was actually entertaining to watch them all sitting in their homes and garages and whatever, going battle to battle. And the only positive out of all that is every time they crashed a car, they just hit the reset button. But it was entertaining to see how many drivers adapted to that virtual world. And I know that, Chaz, Shane Van Gisbergen, Scotty, there's a number of them that actually still use it now. They still use the simulators and they still get online and they still race people around the world. And, it's quite amazing to see that, the technology that's gone into that side of it, which is vastly different to when I first got involved. And I did a couple of races this year and I got to say that it was very bad. I don't think I'm going to take it up as a profession, that's for sure.
Craig, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it. And, we'll watch you on Fox Sports over the course of the next 2 weekends up in Townsville.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. Have a great day.